Good morning. Wonderful to see you this morning, and it's good to have those of you who are part of our radio audience today out there listening to us. And we wish God's richest blessing upon you. How many of you get our email mailing list? Okay, a few. How many of you are online? Okay, a few more. You need to subscribe to our email list, because I always, as the pastor, if I'm trying to figure out what's going on at the church, this is the first thing that I look at, because it gives a clear and concise view of things. And I want to highlight a few things in it today. And one is an update on the number of steps that our 60-some folks who are participating in Walking in Jesus have walked this past week. 1,662,942 steps, okay? Now, that's pretty incredible for a total since they started Walking with Jesus, this program, 4,111,519 steps, which if you calculate 200 steps per mile, comes out to 2,056 miles so far. So that's incredible to me. And I read that and I just thought, hallelujah. And then also I was reminded, I kind of forgotten about Jeff Beauchart being here this coming Tuesday evening. Jeff is the new head of the Brethren Global Food Crisis Fund. That may not be the latest name. The name of that ministry changes from time to time. But he is the new head of that, has spent a lot of time working in Haiti, and he'll be here Tuesday evening to talk about his new work. And then, just this past Thursday, the new book club began at the gathering place at our coffee shop on the square in Bethel. And they're studying Crazy Love by Francis Chan. And one of our fairly regular customers at the gathering place made a point this week of saying how much she loved being there as a part of that. She said, "Boy, you have some wonderful people who are part of the Little Swatara congregation." And I, of course, agreed with her. So this is a good resource for you to look at. Do you have other announcements that need to be? Oh, by the way, is tonight the last Sunday for? Tonight is the third. Fourth. Okay. For the courageous Bible studies, yes.
I think that our group decided we're going to go one more week just to.
Okay. Okay. Good. So if you are still interested in plugging in to the Courageous Bible Studies, we meet here on the church campus on Sundays at 6:30. Oh, that's at the Gathering Place. That's right. I'm sorry. Both of them meet at the Gathering Place on the square in Bethel. The Sunday evening is 6:30. The Thursday evening is 7. Right? Great. Any other things like that that we need to talk about? Okay, what about joys or concerns? Do you have a joy or a concern that you'd like to share? Anyone? Come on, we're on radio. We want the folks out there to think we're a very joyful congregation. I'm sure Ruth has a joy.
I'm glad to be here.
Ruth is glad to be here.
I enjoyed the rainy day Tuesday. It was a beautiful, gentle weather.
Yeah. Other joys or concerns?
I'd like to thank you all for accepting my friends last week. They went home so happy and so excited about our congregation, how everyone talked to them, and they enjoyed their time here. I also have a concern for my friend Judy, who had a knee replacement this week, and it's not going real well for her.
Any others?
I don't know how many saw the walker on the high wire across the Niagara Falls.
Walenda.
I was so happy he made it, and he's a friend of my daughter. It's very important to her that he made it across safe. And he talked on, while he was going across the wire, he praised Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, he'd say. He was so happy that he was sure he's going to make it, and he did. The first person to walk across Niagara Falls on the high tide rope.
Hey, that would have made a believer out of me, I tell you what. And thankfully, none of us have to walk across the Niagara Falls as an initiation into Christian faith. But if you believe, how does it go? But if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Good enough for me. No Niagara Falls for me. I mean, I like to look at it, but I'm not walking over that thing. Well, if there are no other joys or concerns, let's rise to our feet and sing together hymn number 154, This Is My Father's World. Join in this call to worship from Psalm 34. I will praise the Lord at all times.
I will.
Please join in this call to worship from Psalm 34. I will praise the Lord at all times.
I will constantly speak his praises.
I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are discouraged take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. Please be seated and turn to hymn number 327, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
Let's join together in a time of prayer. Lord, you have been so faithful, even when we are faithless. Nevertheless, you are faithful. And not just reluctantly faithful, but greatly faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, and we're thankful. Thanks that we can be together in this place. We thank you for faithfully sending the rain, and how lush the earth around us is. When I go into my lane, it looks like a Gainsborough painting, just so lush and verdant green. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thanks, Lord, for the ways that you've blessed us in so many ways. The walking with Jesus folks who are out there walking a couple thousand miles with Jesus as they pray and think about the study questions and talk about what it means to walk with Jesus. Thank you for those who are participating in our courageous Bible studies and for the work that you're doing in the lives of men and of fathers within this congregation. Thank you, Lord, for this Father's Day when we try to set aside some time to think about our dads and be grateful for things that we've learned for them, for things that they've provided to us, and understanding that our fathers weren't perfect, and those of us who are still living aren't perfect, but we're trying to faithfully discharge our responsibilities as dads. And so thank you, Lord, that we can come into your presence. And thank you for the families that you've given to us. It's a wonderful thing to be a part of your family. We're grateful, Lord. We pray for Judy, who had knee replacement surgery this past week and needs a touch of healing for you. We think also of Judy Ziegler, who had cardiac catheterization recently, and pray your blessing upon her. Thanks, Lord, for the ways that you're dealing with all of those who are